sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
Well, that sunshine state sticker on the gate we got in the spring break town. Damn, it's been a minute since I've been in it. Now I'm thinking about whose hands out the window on the window stand. Who's turning up the radio way too late? Whose beer bottle buzzing on that bed seat? Got you parking lot parking like you're 17. Whose new perfume is fading my now? Who's that pickup picking up?
On your smart speaker, anytime, anywhere. Just say, hey Google, play New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. We call it 30-second name game. It's because we put 30 seconds on the clock and you have to name 10 different items inside that time frame. You just don't know the topic until just before the timer begins.
Mm-hmm. We'll just spring it right on you just before.
Just like what?
10 different knots that you would learn how to tie when you're in the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, monkey fist is one.
Is it?
Yes.
That sounds awful.
It's awful. In fact, there is a restaurant around the corner called Monkey Fist. And I was like, eesh. And it was because of it had a nautical theme.
Right.
To the restaurant.
Monkey Fist.
Yeah.
Is it a tight knot? Is it a good knot?
No.
Great.
So like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Believe it or not, that's the only knot I know.
Double Windsor? No, that's how to tie.
Double Windsor. Okay, well, Brittany, we're not going to use that one, okay? 30-second name game coming up.
Red sun rising as we're burning through this last cigarette all alone. Sitting outside a diner by an old payphone. I remember how those eyes were a green light gold. Drawing me in, asking for me to sin. I was praying to the Lord, hold on. But I'd do it all back again. I wouldn't change anything now. I just wouldn't want you to go. You're like smoke, slip right through. Just like smoke. Just like smoke. You left me to ashes more times than I'll count. You build up a fire just to put it right out. You're pouring gasoline, kerosene, anything you need just to keep me around. Yeah. But I do it all back again. Change anything now. I just wouldn't want you to go. Cause you're like smoke, slip right through my fingers. And girl, how you linger. You left your stain on my clothes. Yeah, you're like smoke. You clouded my memory. You blinded me right just so I couldn't.
just like smoke. Just like smoke.
New Country, 93.5. Another wild edition of 30 Second Name Game. We put 30 seconds on the clock, and we ask you to name 10 different items inside that time frame up for grabs. Brittany, we have a Casey Clark show. You can't buy it, but when you win it, prize pack, you got to wear it. All right, we've got ball caps and stuff in there and stickers. Easton and Bauer are there, too, with you. Your team of support, so this is good. And you know what? We'll throw in $20. We'll throw in $20.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, don't make it too hard.
We never do. The show never makes anything hard.
Never. We can't handle it. Okay, are you ready?
I think we are.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds. We need you to name 10 different potato chip companies. Go.
Oh, Ruffles,
one,
Lay's,
two,
Old Dutch.
Three.
Doritos?
No, it's not a potato
chip. Not a potato chip.
Oh, that's not a potato chip. Oh, like kettle something, kettle chips. Miss Vicky's.
Nice.
Four.
Guys, help me.
Oh, both of you.
Easton Bauer.
Chips. Oh, like Old Lay's?
No, for Pete's sake.
No,
for Pete's sake.
Linda.
For Pete's
sake. Linda. My mom, nice. Single mom of six kids, is what she tells me all the time.
No, for Pete's sake.
When I can't get something done. You know what's going to happen later today, though, is when you go to the grocery store, you're going to be going down the chip aisle, and you're going,
I know.
Son of a chip bag. Yeah, I know. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those topics where you know it, but then when you ask to know it, you all of a sudden don't know
you
it.
You blank, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't read the label.
Exactly.
No, you just know it tastes good. It's fine.
Thank you. Listen, you're talking to a guy that had to buy chips and hide them in my office at home because people would also, my family.
Your roommates.
They were eating them on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
It happens in our house too.
Yeah, so yeah. You gotta squirrel your stuff away. Worst to the wise.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Well, Brittany, thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Say bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Same old devil done the same.
of Toronto workplaces proudly claim to be pet-friendly. Some even have mascots. But here at New Country, we went full farm and brought in everyone's favorite billionaire bovine, the interrupting cash cow. What she might lack in professionalism in the office environment, she more than makes up for with her social strategy. Bulldozing her way into songs and making it rain. Moolah. When you hear the interrupting cash cow cut into one of your favorite country songs, call 416-872-2935. For a sneak peek at what song she's grazing towards today, swing by newcountry935.com. The interrupting cash cow. Part cash, part cow, all chaos. New Country 93.5.
Transa presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee?
Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Jackpot City is the home of all things casino. There's just one house rule: to create the perfect online casino for you. We've built a world-class lineup of classic casino games, such as roulette and blackjack, and crafted a virtual range of the best slots, including Atlantean treasures. Everything's online, everything's ready, everything's for you. So whenever you're feeling playful, head to Jackpot City, and you'll be endlessly entertained. Jackpot City, casino games perfectly made for you.
Must be 19 plus. Ontario residents only. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Visit connectsontario.ca.
Peel Career Assessment Services is proud to introduce AbilityWorks 2.0, a program dedicated to breaking down workplace barriers with opportunities and resources for individuals with disabilities. Through comprehensive evaluations and holistic support, gain invaluable life skills, hands-on experience, and be guided toward meaningful career pathways. Together, let's build a stronger, more inclusive community. For all the details and to see eligibility requirements, visit peelcareer.com.
No matter where your potential customers live, no matter what they watch, read, or listen to, you need a marketing plan that connects with them. Let the marketing experts at Stingray Media Solutions create a turnkey advertising strategy for your business, including radio and TV and out-of-home advertising, social and search ads, plus the creative and production. Find out the most cost-effective ways to reach your target audience and grow your business. Get started now at StingrayMediaSolutions.com.
There it is. Did you hear that?
That's the sound of magic happening.
Magic? Like we can come the day you call us? Wow.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
McDonald's summer drink days are back.
Which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't out.
budget. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100. Feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's a hard truth.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. We're going to have some case files. We're going to check out what's going on in music today. Tim McGraw is 58 years old. He was on a recent podcast and sharing thoughts on how a 58-year-old keeps up with the music scene.
Yes.
It's a little different than a 24-year-old.
I would think so.
All right, so that's coming up.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, some came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should've walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends, ends, ends. Yeah, this is where it ends. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're so this is where it ends.
New Country, 93.5.
Case filed.
Yeah. Let's see what's brewing in music today. Shaboozy. He is People's Hot Guy Summer cover star. He talked about he wants to outdo Yeah, well, it's the biggest song ever. I mean,
someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
That song, one of the biggest songs in the galaxy last year, earned him 5 nominations at the 2025 Grammys. He had 2 features on Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album. Played hot ticket festivals like Coachella, Glastonbury. He landed a Super Bowl ad. He was invited to the Met Gala. Basically all off of one song.
I know. Hey, good for him.
He says, I want to outdo what I did last year. I want to outdo this song. He says, you'll drive yourself crazy trying to compare or compete, but I actually want to compare and compete. He's only 30. So.
Oh, wow. Just a baby.
He's only 30. He's getting ready to head out on his first headlining tour, playing 12 shows coming up in the fall.
Oh, wow.
Think about that for a second. Off of one song, a headlining tour. Like, things have changed.
I'm always really curious with artists like that if they end up just doing, like, a couple versions of their biggest song. Do you know what I mean?
And they do a lot of covers. It's padded for sure. It's padded.
And Shaboozy does have other songs. It's not like he only has one song. It's just we only know one. Maybe a shade of another one.
Apparently. But, you know, then you take a look at the late, great Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he created an entire empire off of one song. So, I mean,
it can be done.
Yeah, sure. Tim McGraw is viewing his body of work so differently now that he's 58. We've said this before about Tim. He's one of these artists where his longevity and relevancy in the music business has been ridiculously long.
Yes.
He joined Tracy Lawrence. Tracy Lawrence has the TL Roadhouse podcast. Here's Tim discussing his songwriting will no longer include singing about tailgates and bikinis.
And look, I try to do fun songs every now and then. It's harder the older you get to find a fun song. You know, you don't want to feel like, you don't want to sing about tailgates and bikinis, you know, when you're 58 years old. Occasionally you do, if the song's right. But for me, it's like, what song's going to teach me a lesson? What song's going to make me learn something about myself?
I went skydiving. Yes. I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Right. You know what? That's something I never really thought about, that the older that you get, it might seem a little tacky to be talking about, you know, barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
Yeah. So. I love that song.
I know.
By the way, we're going to play that coming up. Yeah. I love that. Here's Tim saying that when meeting his wife, Faith, really changed and saved his life.
Meeting my wife saved my life. I was a wild man. But no, she turned my life around, and I couldn't have found a better woman. Not only beautiful and talented, but just a good, good person.
Yeah, you sure. Married up on that one, didn't he?
Yeah. I love Tim and Faith, but I'm also like, we get it. You're perfect.
They are perfect.
I know. It's almost frustrating.
They owned an island in the Caribbean that they sold.
Oh, good for them.
Because they just couldn't get out there enough.
See, it's like they're so cute that it makes me mad.
It makes you mad, but you know what? I want to grow up and be Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably not the only dude that says that, but
yeah,
makes a point, hey? Love him.
Love him.
those are your case files.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just sees on the side of the road? Out of that window. wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, Daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet to make us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole in, saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
This is New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Down home boys will be. It ain't no mystery.
Toronto's new country.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. The Casey Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian. With locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
Warm weather is finally here. This summer, we invite you to explore Canada on your new Sea-Doo or Can-Am model. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. Sea-Doos are all on sale with financing starting at 0% and Can-Am side-by-sides with rebates of up to $5,000 off. You prefer to keep it on road? How about Can-Am Rikers starting at $8,999 plus tax and license or financing starting at 1.99%? Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and let us help you find your new ride.
Are you tired of lunch bag letdowns?
Yeah.
Do you want something made fresh?
Yeah.
Do you have $5.99?
Yeah.
If you answered yeah, it's time to get Subway 6-inch Italian BMT with freshly sliced deli meat or sweet onion chicken teriyaki with Canadian farm-raised chicken for just $5.99. Stick that in your mouth and eat it. Yeah. Two freshly made 6-inch subs only $5.99 each. Subway makes it fresh like that. Freshly prepared per order at participating restaurants. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional.
Yeah!
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
With Food Basics deals like a 4-pack of Nestle drumsticks or 1.5-liter real dairy ice cream for just $4.98 each, you'll be saying, wowza! Only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics. Always more or less.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit Ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat. Just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every shorthanded breakaway, every perfectly timed one-timer, and every desperation overtime save. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
At Hyundai, we want to make buying a car as simple and convenient as possible. That's why this Sunday, May 25th, select Hyundai dealers are opening their doors an extra day for you. You'll get up to $750 off select in-stock vehicles and enjoy low lease and finance rates on our models. This Sunday will be one to remember. So come in and get behind the wheel of your brand new Hyundai. Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local participating dealer for this limited time event.
Did you hear Sunwings Sunweek is coming back next week?
Sunwings Sunweek?
Yeah, Sunwings Sunweek.
What's Sunwings Sunweek?
Oh, Sunwings Sunweek. 7 days of door crashing deals, excursion discounts, and your chance for plenty of prizes, even free freaking vacations.
Wait, so you're saying if we book during Sunwings Sunweek, we could be sun winning?
Yeah! While you workshop that, Sunwings Sunweek starts May 26th. Get the dates from your local travel advisor or at...
A fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. Had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
New country.
Woo! New country.
93.5.
If I was your drink, I get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. Here in the dust, middle finger up because of my name. Or about the sky, get baptized in that goodbye rain. Heaven knows I can't undo all the hell I put you through. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right. Yeah, you can do better. And it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah.
It's New Country, 93.5.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Well, this is where we celebrate amazing things that people are doing. In this case, a Muppet are doing. We call this the good stuff. Okay, so tonight is the commencement ceremony at the University of Maryland. And the graduating students are in for a huge treat as Kermit the Frog. He will be delivering his first commencement address in nearly 30 years.
I'm shocked that he has done an address at some point.
And a lot of universities do this. They get celebrities to do the commencement speech, right? And some are really, really good and inspiring. Others,
for sure. Yeah.
Denzel Washington does an amazing one.
Oh, I could only imagine.
I mean, just incredible.
I've seen Remember the Titans enough to know that he's good at speeches.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? I'm sure Kermit is up there. Muppets creator Jim Henson earned his degree at the University of Maryland, so there's the connection. He did that back in 1960. And while Jim passed away back in 1990, he is remembered fondly on campus. There's even a bronze statue of him and Kermit.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, in the main public area. Kermit the Frog, yes, will be offering his advice and guidance during his commencement speech. What they're calling it.
That's cute.
With a message that suggests the graduates leap into the opportunity and remember that this big step into adulthood doesn't mean leaving behind their inner child. So says Kermit the Frog.
No, I don't think we are ever really all grown up, you know? Maybe we're at our best when we allow ourselves to continue to grow and learn something new every day, and that's kind of like very a childlike thing, don't you think? I kind of hope these graduates keep that sophisticated childlike sense of curiosity and imagination and innovation as they travel down their paths.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Spitting knowledge right
there.
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah.
Holy moly. I wasn't expecting that.
No. Do you think they'll give him an honorary doctorate?
Oh, I'm like, when you do stuff like that, he sounds like an honorary doctor kind of guy.
He should. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's other choices I guess you could have made with the Muppets. There's the Beaker. You could have went. That would have been a little different.
Beaker the... That would have been just drone on for 45 minutes.
There'd probably be an interpreter, which is the scientist right beside him with glasses with no eyes.
What about the two, like, curmudgeon dudes?
Oh, yeah.
They would have been great.
That would have been, that would have been a different tone.
Different tone,
and to keep reaching for the top and keep the child in you alive and well.
Right.
Everything's dead and everything's leather.
That would be great.
Oh, that's awesome. But you know what? What I love about this as well is that the graduates years from now can then say, oh, the commencement speech at our university when I graduated was Kermit the Frog.
Right.
And what a claim to fame that is.
And it's going to sound like a fever dream to anyone who's listening to it. But yeah, that's such a cool thing.
And I love it that he took the perspective, he being Kermit, that, listen, you're going to be an adult, but keep that child and curiosity inside of you alive and well. And it's coming from Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
I mean, who else can say that message with that much clout and heaviness?
That's so true.
Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, if you have some good stuff, let's celebrate it. You can contact us through our website.
Hey, how you been? I ain't seen you since last summer. I'm doing good as I look. Have you heard from her? I heard she took a new job out in Colorado. She's moving out there in a couple weeks from tomorrow. I bet she won't, but if she asks if I'm back on my feet, you didn't hear it
coffee's full of whiskey, my bed's been staying empty. Odds are 50-50 if I call her tonight. If a song I hear's about her, no, I can't live without her. I ain't slept an hour the last 3 nights. You can tell.
Is Post Malone. Pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, I'm pissed, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Okay, Survivor, if you missed it, just wrapped up season number 332.
Hey now, 48.
48.
I mean, it is a lot. I get it.
And Sasha feels like 48. Boy, wait till 50 comes because, man, we're on a tear. Like, nobody's watching this.
Well, and to be fair, I'm not watching it either.
Yeah, I know.
But I feel like it's on the up and up. I feel like more people are engaging with Survivor now.
We're going to tell you who we think is actually watching this crap coming up.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sons, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Heading
bottle for my heart in a case. Yeah, it's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sins. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil ain't walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil will walk in my shoes. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good news.
Listen anytime, anywhere. NewCountry935.com.
Take the country with you.
New Country.
93.5.
Thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much.
So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve. Just in case, and all that extra whole gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think it's something else.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Yeah.
at night. Now come on, baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, well, you think you're something special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but haven't got the touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me wanting a meal of the night. That don't impress me much. No, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights. That don't impress me.
New Country, 93.5. If you just popped in, we're talking about Survivor Season 5,000. I don't know what it is.
48.
48, but it wrapped up. And I challenged Sasha because Sasha's like, I really think that this Survivor is coming back
it's
in popularity.
A comeback. Come on.
This is all I hear. I'm like, okay. Do they even have a TikTok account?
Oh, I wonder. I don't know.
This is what I mean.
I'm sure they do.
And Kim, you're saying you've been watching since season two?
We have been watching since season two as a family. So my boys were like 3 and 5, right? Mm-hmm. They're into Cubs and Scouts and fishing mm-hmm. and outdoor stuff. And,
yeah.
And there was no swearing. It was
yeah.
something we could watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still watching.
And you're still watching today. But, I mean, my point was there's nobody over the age of basically 40 watching this thing. And you're like, well, I did watch it last night, but I fell asleep.
So don't tell me who won.
No. I wasn't going to. We wouldn't want to spoil dinner tonight.
Which you'll have at 4:30.
The younger crowd is watching. One of the girls I work with, her name is Darby. She's just over 30, and her husband watch.
Yeah, well, he doesn't watch. He's watching because his wife's telling him to watch. That's you know I'm right on that. You know I'm spot on.
No, I don't. It's date night. It gives you something to talk about.
Yes.
I will tell you right now, that is not date night.
Okay, Kim, would you agree that Survivor is making a comeback? Like, it's getting big again.
Dad.
Well, what I know is you can't go wrong with Jeff Probst, right? I don't care if you're 50. I don't care if you're 30. He's adorable. He loves the people on his show, and he's so proud. So I think it's Jeff Probst. I don't necessarily think it's Survivor. There are people on Survivor I dislike a lot.
So Jeff Probst is making a comeback, is what I'm hearing.
I think so. But you know what? There were people this year with their stories that really resonated with me. Yeah. And every year there's people that I hate a lot.
May I just remind you, you fell asleep during the final episode, okay? May I just remind you?
But I was also, was it The Voice final was on last night too?
Oh, no, were you?
It was too much.
Oh my gosh, Kim, you were so busy.
What a date night.
Oh my gosh.
You watched the Oilers, and then I had to watch Survivor to make myself feel better.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, Casey.
Boys, where's the clicker? We got to change the chat. Who put the clicker? Who was the last one that had the clicker?